It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
And welcome to the show, and I hope you're feeling well today and ready for an hour of requests and dedications. And we've got a special guest coming up in the hour as well, so hang around. We'll be talking with Diana Dailey Marr in just a few minutes about her new album. So hang around. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America. Michael in Ghana requested the fight song from Rachel Platten.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, 'cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, I say I'm in too deep. In too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe, yeah, I still believe.
Rachel Platten on Border Crossings, and the song that put her on the map about a year ago from her debut album, Wildfire, which is called Fight Song, and Rachel has just put out a brand new song. It's been a little while we've heard from her, but she just put out Broken Glass in the last couple of weeks, so something new from Rachel Platten that we'll be playing, I'm sure, in the future here on Border Crossings. Michael, thank you for listening in Ghana to the show. The phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. That's our phone number. Give us a call, and we'll take your request and dedication. You can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And as I mentioned, just a little bit from now, we'll be checking out Diana Dailey Marr. She's going to join us on the phone from California. We'll talk to her about her new album. Before we get to that, let's listen to a request for Linda Owusu. And Linda wants me to play Justin Bieber. Justin has just hit 100 million followers on Twitter, and he's just donated $25,000 to the Victims Relief Fund for Hurricane Harvey in Houston, Texas. Here's Justin Bieber, and this song is called What Do You Mean on Border Crossings.
sense of what I'm saying. Trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all for protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? You're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Strutting on into the place, you have that look in your face. Ooh, can you feel it? Mosey on in for a drink, having fun, don't wanna think. Taste it.
Taste it.
Shaking it left, you're shaking it right. Come on down, down tonight. Come on down, you're right. Shaking it left, you're shaking it right. Come on in, hold on tight. Come on up and be alright tonight. Be alright. Shake it.
you're shaking it right. Come on up with me tonight. Come on up, shake it tonight. Let it loose and shake it. Don't break it. Take it tonight. Let it loose.
Hi, this is Larry London from the Voice of America for Border Crossings, and on the telephone with me, we have a singer and songwriter who has just come out with a brand new album. Her name is Di Lee, and she's calling us from California. Hello, Di Lee.
Hi, Larry. So nice to meet you. And yes, Di Lee is a very popular nickname that I have, but I'm going by Diana Di Lee Moore, so my whole name, because some people get confused if Di Lee is my last name or my first name.
So what is the significance of Di Lee? I know that you have you're part Chinese, some Chinese ancestry.
Yes.
So what is
yes, I have part Chinese blood, part Italian blood, and I just recently found out I have some Native American heritage as well.
Wow! And so
yeah.
Di Lee is what? Well, coming from what different part of your
Di Lee is actually a nickname, a merge of my Diana Lee name. So that's why I kind of went back to Diana Di Lee Mar as my full name, because I get both. A lot of people around the world call me Diana, but then a lot of people also call me Di Lee. So I'm both.
All right. Well, for today, we'll call you Di Lee, if that's all right.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
I think that's the name that you're using for promotion for the new album, correct?
I'm actually using Diana Di Lee Mar, but the single came out before the album, and it was just under Di Lee.
Ah, and the single that you're referring to is an absolutely gorgeous song called Afterglow, which is an a cappella song.
Thank you. Yes, all a cappella, no instruments. The entire production is by Grammy-nominated artist Armand Hutton, and it was mixed by Grammy-winning producer Bill Hare of Pentatonix. And a cappella is something, this is my first a cappella song, and there's quite a few a cappella songs on the album, but to me it's like so raw and organic and a little bit more intimate. And I really, really enjoy creating and producing a cappella music.
Now, you mentioned Pentatonix, and of course they're known for a cappella music, but I did listen to and watch some of the other videos you have on the internet, and I saw a Chinese musical accompanist with you, but, you know, you do a lot of different kinds of music.
Yes, I do. So it's that song is a battle ballad dedication with Tina Gu, who is one of the best cellists in the world. She's amazing, and that's kind of like adult contemporary pop style. And then, of course, Afterglow is a little bit more dance style. Pop, dance, adult contemporary.
Mm-hmm. And you got inspiration from Tina Turner. Did I read that correctly?
Well, I actually met Ike Turner through my attorney when I was living in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a chance to meet her, but I was very inspired by her passion for music and surpassing the things that she went through in her personal life,
mm-hmm.
Just to focus on you know, how she got through. But I'm inspired by all different types of music and all different types of artists around the world.
Now, one of the things that you kind of reverberate is positivity and spirituality. Can you elaborate a little bit about that, how that connects to your music?
Yes. I'd say that, inner peace is up to us. And we start with that by trying to develop an inner peace within us, and because whatever is within reverberates outward into our immediate environment. And I think that the more that we, the things that we do in life, whether it's listening to music, and that's where my music comes in, poetry, reading positive anecdotes, quotes, reading things, you know, around the world, articles that are positive, it brings us more and more in focus with what we should be focusing on, because everything is time and attention. And when we focus on the positive, we can let go of the negativity a lot easier, because there's something that we can focus on that brings us joy, the simple joys in life, ice cream, whatever it is, music, you know, dancing to one of our favorite songs, you know, just that lightness. So my music is, I started writing poetry a number of years ago, and then I turned the poetry into music, something that hopefully is through the lyrics and you know, the words, but also with the feeling. You know, that's what makes it, I think, special when an artist performs rather than, you know, artificial intelligence on Spotify or whatnot, because you're actually tuning into a vibration because everything's frequency. So so it's the feeling, it's the lyrics, and it's also the vibration of trying to focus on the positive and, you know, to let go of those the negative cycle of life.
Wow. Yeah, I know that, you know, one of the messages you have is no hate, and I like that,
yes.
Especially given what we're all faced with all around the world these days. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Because it's so easy to react with hate for hate, and that is never going to bring us peace. That's never going to solve anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way that we can break the cycle is to let go of everything in that realm,
mm-hmm.
hate, and then all that negativity and anger, and focus on the positive and actually have compassion for those who have hate, because it's fear-based.
Right,
and
right.
Again, the only thing that we can do to let go of negativity and fear and all these things in that realm is through love, through positivity, through inspiration, through spirituality.
We're talking on the phone with Diana Dailee Marr, who is in California, and an exciting time now. You just released your new album with love, and so this was part of a Kickstarter campaign. How did that come together?
Yes. I had some cash put together for the album. I wrote all the songs 5 years ago with Nell Jerome, and I just wasn't ready at that time because we had just written it, and I think that it's really important to actually imbibe the feeling of the song for the performance rather than just focusing, okay, what? How did I, you know, write that again? Where did those notes go? So, yeah, we just released it, and it's 12 songs, the bonus track, 11 songs and a bonus track. And most of them are a cappella, like the Afterglow song that you would listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple dance songs, some adult contemporary, and some pop songs. Actually, Armand actually did his first rap for Naked Mind. And Naked Mind represents that which we have to be positive,
mm-hmm.
To actually let go of the anger and the hate, ego, all that kind of stuff that masks our being, that makes us different from each other. Because I believe that we're all alike, we're all the same, we bleed the same, we all want the same thing, we want to be happy, we want to be loved, appreciated. But if we let go of those coverings, then that's where we're, you know, we can be in the realm of positivity.
Mm-hmm. And so
inspiring others.
The new album, is this your first album?
This is my first album. Yeah,
wow.
My first album that was non-musical was spoken word. It was poetry. But mm-hmm. this is my first music album, yes.
And so the spoken word album got you into the Grammy committee, I guess.
Yes, to be a voter, exactly.
Wow.
And I did the Kickstarter, to answer your question, in the fall of last year,
mm-hmm.
just to bring forth the rest of the money that was needed to finish the album. And you know, it was Kickstarter is not an easy thing to go through, because if you don't make the goal, you don't get any of the money.
Mm-hmm.
I like the mentality because it protects the consumer. The consumer is then confident that that album or whatever they're putting the money towards is going to be made, because there's going to be enough funds to create it.
Mm-hmm. So, Dai Li, I understand that you also are dabbling in fashion. Is that correct?
Yes, and I mean, getting into television and film as well. Yeah, fashion. I have several things kind of in the back burner. I just haven't had time to work on or do, because it then requires adding a team. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll be getting involved in some fashion items as well.
Okay, and the people would ask the obvious question with a new album: touring. Are you planning to tour?
Yes, that is definitely in the very near future. I have performed in London and in Germany before, and in India. The album was the focus for this last, 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So now that that's done and we're getting it out there, I can then start planning the tour.
Right. You got to promote now. The album
yeah.
is called With Love. We're talking with Dai Li on the phone. And so planning a tour. If people would like to get your album and check you out online, what's your website?
Dilee.tv as in television.
And you said you're getting into television. What are you doing in TV?
I've actually written a few television synopses, and it's about conscious media,
mm-hmm.
Something that is just more than entertainment, something that is thought-provoking, inspiring, and one is actually based on true events.
Oh, very interesting. Exciting stuff. A lot going on for you. This is kind
yes.
of just the beginning, a very exciting beginning. And it's Dai Li. With Love is the album. The song is called Afterglow. And I want to say thank you very much for joining us on The Voice of America.
Thank you so much for having me, Larry.
Gonna move now. Gonna dance now. Gonna sing now.
Let me walk with you right through the sea. See the light shine through to me, high and low. Let me fly with you right through the sky. Seven clouds are rushing by my love.
superhero fantasy, you with me.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Since you've gone to heaven, I don't like coming home. But I can't stand the thought of Mom in that big house alone. She can't keep it up. She really ought to sell all that house without you in it. It's nothing but a shell. Since you've gone to heaven, the whole world's gone to hell. Everybody says Billy is looking more and more like you, but he won't talk about you until he's had a few. He dropped out of college, he's in and out of jail, had a pawn pocket watch last month to post his bail. Since you've gone to heaven, the whole world's gone to hell. And I hate you had to leave us, glad you didn't live to see this. Broken pieces of the family you made. Mama's looking so much older, baby brother can't stay sober. I bet you're rolling over in your grave. Since you've gone to heaven, they shut the sawmill down. Guys you worked for 30 years with, they've all moved out of town. There's signs in every storefront, seems like everything's for sale. They say the market's bouncing back, but it's sure hard to tell. Since you've gone to heaven, the whole world's gone to hell. And I hate you had to leave us, glad you didn't live to see this. The broken pieces of the Norman Rockwell days. The banks are taking over, half the town is in foreclosure. I bet you're rolling over in your grave. Since you've gone to heaven, I've struggled with goodbye and broke a lot of promises I made the day you died. We Wish I was more like you, less like myself. And I wish that I could talk to you, 'cause I could use your help. Since you've gone to heaven, the whole world's gone to hell. Since you've gone to heaven,
Border Crossings and Grammy-nominated Brandi Clark with a song that I guess anybody who's lost anyone they loved can relate to. That is a song called Since You've Gone to Heaven on Border Crossings, requested by Augustino Joao Jose. And he said, since Brandi Clark wrote that song when her own father passed away, it's a song that I want to send out to my friend Wesley Ballin to say that I really feel for his loss of his father. And so, Augustino, thank you for your thoughtful dedication here on Border Crossings. And that is Brandi Clark, who has just released a brand new album. It is her first live CD, and it's called Live from Los Angeles, recorded at LA's Hotel Cafe. And Brandi is on tour promoting her latest CD, Big Day in a Small Town. And she was on Border Crossings about a year ago. Was a lot of fun to have her in the studio. Very talented singer. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, and we continue with requests and dedications. A lot of the world is checking in with us on Facebook. I want to say hello to all of the folks who have taken time to go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Eduardo Santos, Reem Al-Katan, thank you for joining us. Also, Mimi Mallet. We heard from Edwina, who just celebrated her birthday recently, Etienne Habumugisha, Vincent Maloba, Reem Al-Katan. Let's see, who else? Mary Buckman. She was very busy watching all my videos and clicking the like button. Varsha Femi in South Africa. Zaklin Cholo Zaher is tuned into the show. We also heard from Wesley Ballin. So thank you all for joining us on Border Crossings. Appreciate your support. Here's a request from Bravo Siahi Music, and it is for a singer named Wyron Flizzer. And Wyron Flizzer, this song is called Prayer on Border Crossings.
As I watched the anger and strain, hatred, pacification, wrath that is dried by the demon, persuaded by the human desire, deceived by the cultural tradition. Words didn't hesitate to knock out the hesitation.
Making our way so out, having a lot of thoughts in mind. We'll be counting days all along, waiting for a piss on to sing as we're going on. Praying to Allah not to shout, and make things resolve to a find. Leaders want me to minimize, rationalize, and make things go as they rise. Waiting for the day out loud, where we're screaming out for peace. Justice all around our town, mighty God, we come under this. Waiting for the day out loud, where we're screaming out for peace. Justice all around our town, mighty God will come out of place.
I am for prayer. I am bowing for prayer. Oh, now we've got to be in a prayer.
As we're heading out for a boat, we can be a sure best result. We can be the ones comfortable when we talk, when we prepare something by the law.
When we speak out our truth, I can know the fear's going on.
The hatred, some things that cannot be explained. We need to cut them off. Now sing it out.
Bound in for prayer, my for peace and harmony. Bound in for prayer, cause you gotta leave the nation.
Bound in for prayer.
Crowd applauses for peace and unity. Are you one of the crowd members? That is the big question.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
To life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. Right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked. Something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky.
Border Crossing's Spy Request for Ivan in Croatia. I haven't heard from Ivan in a long time, so welcome back, Ivan. Nice to hear from you again. That is Natalie Imbruglia and her claim to fame, Torn, the biggest hit in her collection. We just find out now that that is actually not her claim to fame. That is a song from 1997. However, it was recently revealed that that song is actually a cover version of a song from 1993, which is a Danish pop hit called Brent, which means burned in Danish. In 1993, so a lot of people thought Natalie had written and recorded Torn, and very disappointed to find out now, all these years later, no, it was a cover song. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is with you. I want to say hello to Jonas. Jonas says, I'm a regular listener. I'm checking in. Moses Sarugo in Uganda. And so he says that the song we just heard, Torn, is the definitive 90s anthem. It is, but it's a 1993 anthem from Denmark. Tom Cares, also listening, said, I got my family listening. Amon Martha's with us. Hermeku is checking in. So hello, Hermeku. We heard from Eleni Desta, Clifford Mulaima, Mustafa Hadid, Charlie Chris, Cherno Berry, D-Boy Craves, Abu Bakar Rashid, and Abu Bakar's daughter, Rokiatu Rashid. Rokiatu is also listening to us. So thank you, everybody, for going to Facebook.com. Ilgin Frasino Sabo is with us. Heston Jackson, Ba Osama Manuel, Etienne Habu Mugisha checked in. Melissa Kaplan, Ibrahim Unalar, Anagarm Lesage, and Havana is also with us with her daughter. So thank you so much, everybody, for going to Facebook.com/VOA. Larry London. Here's a song request from Zambia for Peter Strathan's Walker. It is an Eminem song. Eminem has teamed back up with his original producer, Dr. Dre. They're working on some new music. He's dyed his hair brown. We're all used to seeing Eminem with blonde hair. Now he's a brunette. He's got brown hair. Even his beard is brown. So here he is himself, the original Slim Shady Eminem for Peter on Border Crossings.
May I have your attention, please? Attention, please. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door. We started whooping her ass worse than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said... Nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem.
Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes I want to get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what a woman's... is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who put other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so f*** him and f*** you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here? So you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave to first. Little put me on blast on MTV.
Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim.
I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave Eminem. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups. All you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a f*** like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys
Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on a mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just better than 90% of you rappers out, kid. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like it's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting, pinching nurses' asses when I'm for jerkins, and I'm jerking, but this whole bag of Viagra isn't working, and every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming, I don't give a with his windows down and the system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Yes, there's a Slim Shady in all of us. Let's all stand up.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Crossings, Christina Aguilera, and that's called Your Body. Tiki Tafari requested it and said, my friends and I have all watched the video for the song Your Body by Christina, and we all got freaked out and were scared. Christina Aguilera, certainly not meek and timid, that is for sure. She does bear a lot of flesh. Christina was a judge on The Voice. That didn't last very long. According to producers behind the scenes, she was not very popular, not well-liked on the show. Very demanding and tough to work with. But she's still busy working. She was a character in the recent Emoji movie. And she's also been cast in an upcoming sci-fi romance film called Zoe. So thank you, Tiki Tafari, for the request. Richard in France just checked in. Esther Voss is at the movies. But she's still got Border Crossings on. And Kaveh Mad is with us as well, so thank you for your message. And Abu Bakar said, congratulations, my daughter Rokiatu, who's going to the University of Sierra Leone in October. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. Again, thanks, Dai Lee, for joining us. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director. I'm Larry London, back tomorrow with more Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.